Shalom, אנחנו...
Hello, we're reading in the writings of Bala Sulam. We're learning the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah in item 65. The title is The Place for the Four Worlds Abiya and the Parsa between Atzilut and Bia. You can find the material in our website and ask questions. Relevant questions will be asked during the lesson. The title is The Place for the Four Worlds Abiya and the Parsa between Atzilut and Bia. Item 65. Thus we have learned that Tzimtzum Bet occurred only in Partsuf Nekudot Desag, positioned from Tabu Deak downward, through its Siyum Raglin, that is, above the point of this world. Know that all the changes that followed that second restriction came only in that Partsuf Nekudot Desag, and not above it. What we said, that above, through Malchut's ascent to half of Tiferet Deak, she ended the Partsuf, and the lower half of Tiferet and Nehim Deak came out in the form of empty space. This did not occur in Tanhi Deak itself, but only in Tanhi of Partsuf Nekudot Desag Deak. Yet these changes are considered a mere raising of man in Ak itself. In other words, it clothed in these changes to emanate the ten Sfirot and Nekudim themselves, though no change was prompted in Ak itself. Let's read it again. Item 65. Thus we have learned that the Tzimtzum Bet occurred only in Partsuf Nekudot Desag, positioned from Tabur Deak downward through its Siyum Raglim, that is, above the point of this world. Know that all the changes that followed that second restriction came only in that Partsuf Nekudot Desag, and not above it. When we said that above, through Malchut's ascent to half of Tiferet Deak, she ended the Partsuf, and the lower half of Tiferet and Nehim Deak came out in the form of empty space, this did not occur in Tanhi Deak itself, but only in Tanhi of Partsuf Nekudot Desag Deak. Yet these changes are considered a mere raising of man in Ak itself. In other words, it clothed in these changes to emanate the ten Sfirot and Nekudim themselves, though no change was prompted in Ak itself. Item 66. As soon as the Tzimtzum occurred, during the ascent of Malchut to Bina, even before the raising of man and the zivug that was made at the Nikve Enayim Deak, it caused Patsuf Nekudot Desag Deak to divide into four divisions. 1. Kachab Chagat, up to its Chazeh, are considered the place of Atzilut. 2. The two lower thirds of Tiferet, from the Chazeh down to the Siyum Tiferet, became the place of the world of Bria. 3. Its three Sfirot Nehi became the place of the world of Yetzirah. 4. The Malchut in it became the place of the world of Asiya. We'll read item 66 again. As soon as the Tzimtzum occurred, during the ascent of Malchut to Bina, even before the raising of man and the zivug that was made at the Nikve Enayim Deak, it caused Partsuf Nekudot Desag Deak to divide into four divisions. 1. Kachab Chagat up to its Chazeh are considered the place of Atzilut. 2. The two lower thirds of Tiferet, from the Chazeh down to the Siyum of Tiferet, became the place of the world of Bria. 3. Its three Sfirot Nehi became the place of the world of Yetzirah. For the Malchut in it became the place of the world of Asiya.
Shailot.
Questions.
No.
He says here, meaning when Malchut's ascent to Bina, he mentions this fact. Even before the raising of the man and the zivug that was made in before the zivug that was made in Nikveh, what is that?
First of all, Malchut of Ak influenced Nekudot of Zag, Dalet influenced Bet. By that, Nekudot of Zag began to restrict and divided to two parts, a part where the quality of Bina rules from Tabu to the Balsa, and a part where the Malchut rules from Balsa to the Siyum, and so Nekudot of Zag divided to two parts. One part we can call the qualities of Bina, the other part we can call the qualities of Malchut.
But he says that Patsuf, Nekudot, Zag, Deak has four divisions.
Right. Now, if you want to divide it further, when Malchut enters, she divides according to how much the Patsuf Nekudot of Zag is impressed by Malchut. And so because in Nekudot of Zag you have 10 Sfirot like in anything else, then each and every Sfira is impressed differently by the entering of Malchut into it. So you have the Keter Chochma Bina Chesed Gvura, upper third of Tiferet, qualities of bestowal, different but of bestowal, and they are called the world of Atzilut. The place for the world of Atzilut, not the world of Atzilut yet. Then the two lower thirds of Tiferet is the place for the world of Bria, which is actually Zat of Bina still. Then Netzachot Yesod, three Sfirot, place for the world of Yetzira, quality of Zoranpin. And then Malchut, the place for the world of Asiya. That's it.
What do you mean when you say he was impressed? He was impressed. What is this action to be impressed?
The will to receive of the Malchut, of the Prinat Dalet, the Malchut that works on Bina, restricts Bina's bestowal. The qualities of bestowal restricts it, cannot bestow as it bestowed before.
But it was impressed by this action. What does it mean?
Let's say the upper light. The light influences something, some curtain, some screen, and as dark as the screen is, the less light can come through. So you have Galgal Tanaim, which barely dim the light. Then you have Zat, Tiferet, Nehim, and Malchut. And increasingly, they darken the light. That's how it is. Everything follows the rule of equivalence of form, okay? Yes. Yochai, get ready to ask.
He writes about Partsuf Nekudot Desag. Partsuf is something that has Rosh Torsuf.
Right.
And Nekudot, is there a Rosh in Nekudot Desag?
How can there be anything without Rosh? Only in our world, like you, for instance, let's say. Not having a spiritual Rosh in order to bestow. But Nekudot of Zag, they have an action of bestowal. They wanted to go down below the Tabu and fill up the knee of Ak with the quality of bestowal. That's their action. So they planned it. Where is their Rosh?
Above the Tabu, the way I...
Above the Tabu in Rosh of Zag.
Exactly. So he writes, only in Patsuf Nekudot de Zag, placed from Tabu below.
Right, that's the Patsuf. But the Rosh, which decides that it does the coupling of striking and descends, it comes down from Yesod, from the Sagovak. All the Potsufim, when they purify from the Tabu to the Peh, they also descend below. But where is the Rosh in Rosh of Sag? Rosh of Sag is responsible for all of this. Nothing happens in the Guf, but only in the Rosh.
So why does he limit this Patsuf only to below Tabor?
Because there it spreads. There it expands. No, you can say this is all the Patsuf Nekudot of Sag? No. No. So, what is? The Patsuf Nekudot of Sag expands from the Peh of Rosh of Sag to the Tabu and below to the Parsa and to the Siyum. It's all Nekudot of Sag, but we take into account only that part which comes to the Nehi of Ak, Nehi of Gelgalta, and influences her.
Is there a Rosh below the Tabor?
No, there is no Rosh. There is one Rosh. It's the Rosh of Sag, and it's responsible for everything. Yochai, come on. Something.
Teacher, are all the calculations made only in the Rosh?
Only in the Rosh, and there's nothing in the Guf that happens if not in the Rosh. And even the shattering is because the Rosh didn't have some data and therefore made a mistake and gave a command to the body and the body shattered. But it's always the Rosh. In spirituality, there's nothing otherwise. Why? Because the Rosh goes against the Guf. The Guf is a will to receive. The Rosh wants to bestow. So it determines, I want to bestow. The Guf says, no. The Rosh says, I want to bestow. And that's why I work on you. It tells the Guf to do so and so. You understand? So you have Rosh above and the Guf below. And the Guf does what the Rosh decides. Then you are a human being.
And with the calculations of not failing?
The calculations of not failing, that depends on the Rashimot. If they are correct, then you won't fail. And in that regard, the person is no longer really the boss. He needs to be in adhesion with the Creator, that what the Creator puts in the Rosh, that's what he'll do.
This is the verse that the righteous's work is made is done by others?
No. By others, meaning that they connect with the environment, they absorb power from there and activate them together with them. But you see, sometimes the Creator fails the person deliberately, gives him incorrect Rishimot, and that gives you the sin of the tree of knowledge, etc. Okay? Well asked. Yes, you are.
Must there be equivalence of form between the Rosh and the Guf?
What's equivalence of form? The Guf does everything the Rosh decides. In spirituality, the Guf doesn't play any role in that regard. It's only execution. The Rashim is what we need.
But he said that the Guf doesn't agree with the Rosh, so how does he carry it out?
It doesn't agree because in its nature it's a will to receive. The Rosh in spirituality is entirely the intention to bestow. So they're in contrast. That's why there's the Tzimtzum, Masach, Ochozel, all those actions, and then with power it overpowers the Guf. You always enter, overpower it.
So, in the Guf, there must be a subjugation to the Rosh?
Of course. The Rosh does that. The Guf itself, it's desires that have no decisions or anything. The Rosh rules. To the extent the Rosh can rule the Guf, that determines the height of the Partzuf. Galgalta, Ab, Sag, what's the difference? The extent to which the Rosh controls the Guf. Yes, Amnon.
Rav, is it possible that the Rosh may make a mistake?
It made a mistake in the shattering of the vessels. Why? It didn't make a mistake. It received such data deliberately from above such data that was incorrect, that the Rosh didn't fit the goof.
So what is it, what is the meaning of the primordial sin? What is the sin of Adam HaRishon?
It didn't sin, it was orchestrated that way. That's why he sinned.
What do you mean orchestrated?
That's the meaning of making a mistake or committing a sin.
Mistake.
How can it be that the created being of the Creator made a sin? Because the Creator arranged it so. Because there has to be a shattering for the created being to discover who he is and what he is and what the correction depends on.
Is a mistake a sin?
We call it that way. Referring to spiritual actions. It's not a mistake that was made. Adam HaRishon, don't relate it to Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon is a system. In order to find the right shattering, so the system has to break.
There was one shattering?
Yes. One time, the shattering in the world of Nikudim, and that's the world, that packaging, that system, and one time the carrier, the subject of the system, which is the Adam HaRishon. And now both are shattered, and then Adam begins to correct himself through the world, and the world becomes corrected through Adam. And that in that reciprocal form, reciprocal dynamic, they correct each other.
And this is what gives contentment to the Creator?
What brings contentment to the Creator is not that they become corrected, but that they discover the desire to identify with the Creator.
Because basically what the Creator did was for us to give Him contentment.
No, He did that so that we will recognize creation. Without the shattering, there is no human, there is no created being. Only after the shattering, there is the created being who can come to self-awareness, how much he is in the will to receive, opposite to the will to bestow, wants to be in that, and so forth. Without the shattering, there's no collision, there's no scrutiny.
But this whole path a person goes through from below upwards is only to cause perfection and contentment.
There can't be wholeness without the shattering.
Right, but I'm talking about the correction of the shattering.
The correction of the shattering is by raising man, when we scrutinize who are we as opposed to the Creator, and that we're opposite and can't do anything, but in order to clarify that, we still need the group and the study and the surrounding lights and everything in order to each time reach the decision that we're incapable, but we want it. And we want specifically what's opposite to ourselves. And that's why there has to be a shattering, so we will be comprised of two opposite things and we'll prefer one over the other.
And the answer of the Creator is basically the mud. If I raise man, I certainly get the response from the Creator, which is mud.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. We reached all the way to Samech Zayin, 67. Okay. Okay, I thought more, but fine. A few more questions? Yeah.
This whole system of the olamot, of the worlds, is only within Sag, right? It doesn't touch Malchut itself, Nehideak.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
The item we just read.
It close over Nehideak. It actually completely corrects Nehiovak.
But in the end, when we build, it's all happening within Patsuf Sag, right?
No.
Below Palsa?
No. It's a combination between Sag and Nehiovak. Nehiovak are becoming corrected. That's where the true Malchut is. We have to correct Galgalda from beginning to end. So Bina helps us divide and correct the slices of Malchut, and then we scrutinize and correct the Malchut entirely, besides the stony heart. And then in the end, the stony heart is corrected by an action from above called Rav Pali Makabtziel. All right? Good? Yes. Quickly.
What's the difference between building a place for a world and building a world?
Place for the world is Malchut of Ein Sof, and the world, a world is already corrections in Malchut of Ein Sof. French.
I can't hear you.
We don't hear you.
French.
French.
Lo.
No.
Lo. Lo.
No. 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 It doesn't work like that. More questions?
You
come once a month, even less. Well, why would I let you ask? You have a justification, you can say why? No. So? Yes, Eyal.
May I ask a question about Yom Kippur, which is coming soon?
Itai
from Australia is asking, what are you expecting the worldly to do in this day when we don't have broadcasts?
We have what to do. Everyone should do what they think of doing.
Are there particular lessons you think they should hear during this day, because as if they don't see?
No, we're always doing the correction of the soul. So what's the problem? Yom Kippur, you need to discover the problems in correcting your vessels, how much wrong you've done to everyone. If you want, I'll come to me and I'll give you a list of what you've done to me, and then it'll be clearer to you. And go to all the friends in the same way, and you'll have a bundle of complaints you can think about.
The question is, they don't have any broadcast in this worldly, and so there's no broadcast.
Yeah, no broadcast.
So what do we suggest, that they will see lessons or what?
But they have tons, they have a whole archive, everything. Why is that a question?
I can just say that we sent a recommendation for the worldly what to watch on Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah afternoon, we had very good lessons where you gave the advice about how to work from the general to the particular 10, and the worldly was barely there. So it was on September 30th and October 1st. We're going to send it, but in general, these are two lessons, 3 hours every lesson, a lot of workshops, a lot of material.
Excellent. We have Spain, Portugal, please.
Spain.
Доброе утро, Раф. Доброе утро, Хаверим. У нас есть такой вопрос. Наши телефоны просто взорвались от разных месседжей со всего мирового кли после ваших слов.
Our cell phones are being bombarded with the messages from the whole world кли after what you said about us. And we actually don't know. You probably better feel our group than we do. We have 20 friends who have registered to the Congress. Maybe it's not enough. It's not all the group, but can you please elaborate? What did you mean by what you said about the Spanish group?
What's missing is that we don't hear you. We don't hear you. You're there somewhere in the corner, not talking, not asking in the lessons, not making noise, nothing. Why? What's up with you? Spain used to be something on fire. And now what happened? We don't feel anything. Even France is better felt. I'm very happy that you say 20 people registered to the Congress. I didn't check that, actually. There was a meeting where it was discussed. It was brought up what's going on with Spain, so that's why I brought it up. I'm very happy if I made a mistake. And let's wake up a little more. Ask some more. I also see faces that I know for a long time. Very good. So, okay, so we'll see you in the Congress, but we still have a month left, so be in touch. Okay? Very good. What else do we have to do?
Rav, we have a report. So, hello everyone. We'd like to have a report about the schedule for Yom Kippur. So, broadcast, please put on the slide. Good. So we'll start with all the schedule we're now talking about is only relevant here in Petah Tikva because we're not broadcasting on Yom Kippur. So we'll start with tomorrow, Tuesday. Morning lesson will be as usual, 3 to 6. After the morning lesson, we're going to go to the beach. At noon, we're going to have a lesson with men and women. At 3 o'clock, we're going to have a common meal. And then we're going to have a buffet before we start the fast. And at 5:35, we're starting the fast. Then the children are coming, and we're going to have a lesson 6 to 8 in the dining hall. For men and women. During this holiday, all the lessons will be in the dining hall. The next day, we're going to have a preparation for the lesson 5:45 and a lesson 6 to 9. At 9 o'clock, the children are coming again, then we're going to have a recess until 2:15 when we start the preparation for the lesson. Another lesson will take place 2:30 until 5:50, and then the children are coming once more here to the study hall. At 6:52, we're breaking the fast on the roof, and at 7:30, we're going to have a broadcasted meal, Yotzeit of Bala Sulam. That's the schedule. During this holiday, the study materials will be sent during the day, so that the friends can organize their books. Of course, we send everything on the email, and we have it on Sviva Tova.
Any questions on that? No. Okay, so that's it. You're done. It's not Yom Kippur today yet. You can sing.
We'll just first invite everyone to take part in the evening lesson tonight, 5:30 p.m. live with Rav Lightman. The lesson will be broadcasted on Sviva Tova. This will conclude, and women, men, everyone's invited. This will conclude. Thank you. Have a good day.
לכל אחד שמור מקום מיוחד בנשמה בהגשמה כמו מופע בקונצרט מפסנתר עד קלרינט לכל אחד תפקיד